sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
You know, I would say that they've stepped on their crank again, but they don't have one to step on. Suffice it to say that the Eureka City Council has once again found a way to make life tougher for themselves, as well as the employees of the city of Eureka. And I was lucky the entire time I was on the city council, we had a tremendous city manager. You might remember him, David Tyson. He was asked by the city council, while he was the finance manager for the city, if he would consider taking the job as city manager. Being very smart and knowing how city councils work, he took the job with a few concessions that made it work for everybody. That said, it would take a miracle for a package like that to happen again with any city council form of government. What we have today is a city council that keeps hiring city managers from out of the area who either come here with a ton of baggage or who come here to retire. Sad but true. No names to mention, but you know the ones we're talking about, whether city managers or public safety people. As a follower of the local government practices, I may hit on some nerves, but you know, at my age, as you might guess, the filter done left a long time ago. Tip O'Neill once said and wrote a book with the title, All Politics is Local, and I believe every word of it. Right now, we have a woman who is the acting city manager. Her name is Pam Powell. She's not just local. She's been with the city for over 30 years in more capacity than anybody on board with the city at this time. She's actually just from down the road a few miles and has lived here her entire life. Candidate number one, in my opinion. Candidates number two and number three both have a tremendous background in city government and have proven themselves and were overlooked in the last go-around that gave us somebody from Mars. Kidding. But he may as well have been when you looked at his resume. In my opinion, any of the three that I mentioned would be spectacular. But if the city council wants to hire Pam Powell, that would be fantastic and a great show of how they could break the glass ceiling with unanimous vote of confidence that a woman can do the job. A qualified woman with no agenda but to do a great job for the citizens of Eureka in her heart. Don't get me wrong, the other two both have all the qualities it takes to run a city of our size and characteristics. But please, City Council, if you don't bring back this current person, please don't hire that out-of-the-area consultant to come in with a list of candidates for Mars, and Jupiter, or Venus, because I do still believe men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Sorry, I just had to throw that in. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.